St. Paschal Daylon, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Children, every year as we get ready for First Holy Communions and asking the Holy Ghost to prepare us heart and soul to receive our Lord for the first time, as we did yesterday, well, the Church gives us a wonderful example of devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, and he is today's saint. Curiously enough, most people think of him today as the patron saint of cooks, but the Church really thinks of him more as the patron saint of that heavenly food, the bread of angels, that many of you will be privileged to receive today at Holy Mass, and others, our little ones, are getting ready to receive the first time on Corpus Christi Sunday. St. Paschal Daylon was born during the very troublesome 16th century when so many revolted against the Catholic Church. He was a very determined young man. He was from a very poor family. His family was, they were peasants. And there is no question about him going to school to learn to read or write. But remember the story that I told you last year about him? What an interesting saint. He worked as a shepherd boy, but he wanted to learn how to read. Why did he want to learn how to read? So he could read his prayers. He wanted to recite every day, but people back then always recited every day. It was part of the scapular privilege. That is to say the little office of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's like the priest's prayers, the breviary, except it's shorter and it's a little bit easier to recite, but still it has the Psalms of David and beautiful prayers to the Blessed Mother. So with his savings from being a shepherd boy, he got himself a prayer book. Now what was he going to do with it? All he could do is look at the pictures. Well, he looked at the writing on the book, remember, and then when someone came by who looked like he was liable to know how to read and write, then he would stop that person and say, "Excuse me, sir, can you just read me the first sentence or this verse of the psalm? Just this one for me, please." And so whoever it was would stop if he could read, and he would read it for him. And then he would repeat it until he learned it by heart. And then, looking at the words in front of him and hearing the words that he had learned by heart, he would sound them out. And that's how he learned how to read, so that he could pray. On other occasions, when he prayed, he simply prayed even without words. He made a cross on a tree. And then in front of that cross, he would spend many hours of prayer. And because his duties, for many people in the world, didn't permit him to go to daily Mass, because if he didn't watch after his sheep and cattle, why, maybe a wolf or a bobcat or some other creature would come and carry them off. So he would pray in front of his little cross on the tree and make an act of spiritual communion. More than once when he prayed that way, angels would come. I was telling the First Communion children this story, and the clouds would separate, and he would see a big monstrance in the sky. And one time, a young man, I think, who was praying with him, also saw that vision. St. Francis and St. Clair came to him, too. And that's probably one of the reasons why he decided to become a Franciscan brother. Very humble and very holy. Already before he became a brother, he was a great believer in little scraps of paper. Back then, as it was very rare to be able to read and write, paper was very valuable. And he never wanted to waste any. And even sometimes saints and holy people in modern times were like that. Mother Catherine Drexel, who founded the Blessed Sacrament Sisters, she was a millionaire, but she never wasted a little old piece of paper or the back of an envelope. Even the last Pope, Pope Pius XII, he did the same thing. He would put his notes on little pieces of paper or the backs of used envelopes. Well, our saint got little scraps of paper. When he had a thought, he would write it down. And it's a good thing that he did, because the Holy Ghost himself, whom we're getting ready for, he's coming tomorrow, isn't he? The Holy Ghost himself would inspire him to know especially all about the Blessed Sacrament. One time a priest, who was a very important professor of theology in a university, came to spend the day because he heard about this brother and how much he knew. And after a few hours he said, "I'm just exhausted." But this man has pure knowledge from God himself. It's called poured in knowledge or infused knowledge, and he knew all about the Blessed Sacrament, even though he had never studied in school. Our Lord taught him. So that tells us, children, doesn't it, about learning? If we do our best and don't waste time and are a little bit imaginative and hardworking on the one hand, and if, on the other hand, we pray, God would do the rest, and he would pour this knowledge, that's what the Holy Ghost does, right into our head and into our heart, at least as much as what we need. So he'd write down these little thoughts on pieces of paper, and he saved them all. And after he died, there was a bishop who came by also to hear about this wonderful saint who had just died, and he asked to see these little scraps of paper, and so the father guardian got them out for him, and when he read them, he said, "When I read these, Father, it makes me think we should burn all the books in our library, because all of the wisdom of God is right here." And then the father guardian told the bishop, "But, Your Excellency," he said, "what we really need to burn and get rid of is not our books, but our pride." Because he was so humble, that's how he was able to learn so very much. Whenever he had a free moment, and this probably was a source of much learning as well as much love, whenever he had a free moment, he would always be here in church for the Blessed Sacrament. He would make visits all day long. And when he couldn't, he would have that same privilege, that is to say, of sometimes seeing our Lord in the Sacred Host. And so that's one of the cooking stories, that when he was cooking, sometimes the wall between the chapel and the kitchen would just dissolve, and he could actually see our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle. But it's not enough just to know and see and read and write and talk about our Lord. What's missing? You have to be able to suffer for our Lord. And so he suffered for our Lord very much, but very joyfully. One time his superior sent him on a secret mission to France to see about some of the affairs of the governing of their order of the Franciscans of St. Peter of Alcantara. Well, it was very dangerous to travel back then, period, much less to travel through Protestant country, especially wearing, as he did, his brown Franciscan robes, his habit. Never mind, he didn't let that bother him in the least. He went on his secret mission journey, and he traveled by foot through the mountains, the Pyrenees, and then he went all the way through France, and when he came to Protestant areas, the Protestants would make fun of him and mock him. Sometimes they would have debates with him, and he was always able to win because he had that knowledge right from God, the Holy Ghost, and sometimes they were poor losers. And so what did they do? They threw stones at him and tried to put him to death. And one time, and he would never run, he just walked very slowly. Well, one time, one of the stones caught him in his left shoulder and broke his shoulder, which really hurts. But he just offered it up, and there was no doctor to take care of him or anything like that. And so for the rest of his life, his left shoulder hurt him very much, but he never minded it. He never complained. He was always still very joyful in doing his duty. St. Paschal Baylon. He's the saint who was born and who died at Pentecost. And of course, now we're getting ready for Pentecost, aren't we? That's how he got his name. The Spanish name for Pentecost is Pascua del Espíritu Santo, the Pasch or Easter of the Holy Ghost. And on that day he was born and given the name of Paschal, and on Pentecost Sunday he died. He died at the moment of the elevation. The bells were ringing. They had a good usher on duty, and the bells were ringing, and he was on his deathbed, and his eyes opened up, and one last time, well, actually, it wasn't the last time, there was one more time, he saw our Lord. Then, after his body was prepared for burial, and it was taken into church, it was still Pentecost morning, and they were waiting for all the masses to be over before they could have his burial, His body was in the side chapel of the church, waiting, and he had been dead for many hours by now. Well, the last Mass of the day was being said on the altar, and the bells were ringing again at the elevation. And what do you suppose happened when Father lifted up the Blessed Sacrament for us to adore, as Father Lectoranda will do in a moment at today's Mass? The eyes of the dead man, the saint, opened up, once for the Sacred Host, and once again for the precious blood in the chalice, his last act of adoration of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. That's a little bit about today's saint, a Pentecost saint, a Holy Communion saint, and he could be our saint, couldn't he? Ask him to give you a greater love for Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Use your imagination, children, so you can use your talents well to learn every day, and don't ever be stopped by some kind of an obstacle. Just keep on going. But most of all, try to learn to grow in love of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Take advantage of our friend. All day long while you're at school, he's under the same roof as you here in the tabernacle. St. Paschal Baylon, pray for us in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.